"His son!" cried Stubb. "Oh, it's his son he's lost! I take back the coat and the watch. What says Ahab? We must save that boy."
"He's drowned with the rest of 'em last night," said the old Manx sailor standing behind them. "I heard. All of ye heard their spirits."
Now, as it shortly turned out, what made this incident of the Rachels the more melancholy was the circumstance that not only was one of the captain's sons among the number of the missing boat's crew, but among the number of the other boat's crews, and at the same time, but on the other hand, separated from the ship during the dark vicissitudes of the chase, there had been still another son, and that for a time the wretched father was plunged to the bottom of the cruelest perplexity, which was only solved for him by his chief mate's instinctively adopting the ordinary procedure of a whale ship in such emergencies, that is, when placed between jeopardized but divided boats, always to pick up the majority first. But the captain, for some unknown constitutional reason, had refrained from mentioning all this, and not till forced to it by Ahab's iciness did he allude to his one yet missing boy, a little lad but 12 years old, whose father, with the earnest but unmisgiving hardihood of a Nantucketer's paternal love, had thus early sought to initiate him in the perils and wonders of a vocation almost immemorially the destiny of all his race,